Hi, my name is Holly.
Hi, my name is Gregory.
Hi, my name is Shailen.
You are listening to Check It In, Check It Out,
a radio show all about the library.
The Allegan County Library.
We hope you enjoy the show.
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Thanks, Holly, Gregory, and Shailen. These three very helpful and talented students from Springfield Public School are helping out with this week's show. You're going to hear from lots of other young people from Springfield Public School. Let's get going. First, the background music you will hear is from Africa, performed by Jose Konda, and the song is Mingi Bayaki. Here are some different greetings from different countries. When we meet up with friends here in Springfield, we usually say hi or hello. If you lived in Afghanistan or Quebec City or Istanbul or Tokyo, you would say something quite different. Here's two friends from India greeting each other.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Here's two friends from Japan saying hello.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
In Italy, this is how two friends would say hi.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Here's what two friends from Afghanistan or Iran or Iraq say when they meet each other on the street.
Salam.
Salam.
Or if you live in one of the countries in Central America or South America and you speak Spanish, here's how you would say hello to your friends.
Hola. Hola.
Now the next two voices that you hear could be saying hello in Paris, France, or Quebec City, Canada.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Or if you and your best friend lived in Istanbul, Turkey, here's how you would say hi to each other.
Merhaba.
Merhaba.
And if you and your friend speak German, here's how you might say hello.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag.
So, there's 8 different ways of saying hello, but guess what? There are almost 7,000 different languages in the world. No, that's not counting dog language, Guinness. I wonder if border collies bark in a different language from golden retrievers. That's a show for another time. We don't have time to hear all of the languages of the world, but we do have time to listen to some great stories from around the world. Our first story is from Algeria, which is a country in northwestern Africa. It's one of many stories in a book called Noodlehead Stories. Martha Hamilton and Mitch Weiss collected all the stories in the book, including this one. It's called The Donkey Egg. There was once a boy who was very foolish. In fact, he was a real noodlehead. One day, his mother gave him 100 coins and told him to buy a donkey at the market. Before he left, she warned him, "Be sure the donkey you buy is healthy and don't let anyone take advantage of you." The boy set off. On the way, he passed a farmer working in his fields. "Good day, young man. Where are you going?" asked the farmer. "I'm on my way to the market," replied the boy. "My mother gave me 100 coins to buy a donkey." Just at that moment, the boy noticed some watermelons growing in the farmer's field. He had never seen a watermelon before, so he asked the farmer, "What are those?" "They're donkey eggs," said the farmer, who decided to play a trick on the foolish boy. "All you have to do is put one of these eggs in a warm place. Before long, a little donkey will hatch from it." "Really?" asked the boy, whose eyes grew wide with excitement. "Really," replied the farmer. "This is your lucky day. You can save yourself a trip to the market." "How much do they cost?" asked the boy. For you, one donkey egg for 100 coins. The boy thought how lucky he was to have just that amount. He believed everything the farmer said. He forgot everything his mother said. The boy quickly paid the farmer, picked out the biggest watermelon, and started back home. But as he walked, the watermelon began to feel heavy. When the boy got to the top of a steep hill, he put it down. Then he sat on the watermelon and rested for a while. Soon he fell asleep. As he slept, he slid off the watermelon and it began to roll down the hill. The boy jumped up and chased after it. The watermelon hit a rock and split in half. It startled a rabbit sleeping nearby. When the boy saw the rabbit, he thought it was a baby donkey. "Look," he cried, "my donkey already has long ears, and I'm sure its short tail will soon grow long." "Run to my house, little donkey, run to my house," shouted the boy. The rabbit paid no attention. It scurried off in the other direction and was soon out of sight. "You'd better listen to me," yelled the boy as he ran off chasing the rabbit. "I'll catch you yet." Of course, he never did, and that noodlehead is probably still out there somewhere chasing after his baby donkey. Well, that's definitely enough silliness for one show. Our last story tonight is about a little girl who wants to bake an apple pie. When I want to make an apple pie, I get out my cookbook and get started. This little girl has a problem that can only be solved by a very long but interesting trip. Make sure you're all cozy and comfortable and listen. Make an Apple Pie and See the World by Marjorie Priceman. Making an apple pie is really very easy. First, get all the ingredients at the market. Mix them well, bake, and serve. Unless, of course, the market is closed. In that case, go home and pack a suitcase. Take your shopping list and some walking shoes, then catch a steamship bound for Europe. Use the 6 days on board to brush up on your Italian.
Roma, Roma, Roma.
If you time it right, you'll arrive in Italy at harvest time. Find a farm deep in the countryside. Gather some superb semolina wheat. An armful or two will do. Then, hop a train to France and locate a chicken. French chickens lay elegant eggs, and you want only the finest ingredients for your pie. Coax the chicken to give you an egg. Better yet, bring the chicken with you. There's less chance of breaking the egg that way. Get to Sri Lanka any way you can. You can't miss it. Sri Lanka is a pear-shaped island in the Indian Ocean. The best cinnamon in the world is made there, from the bark of the native corundu tree. So go directly to the rainforest, find a corundu tree, and peel off some bark. If a leopard is napping beneath the tree, be very quiet. A ride to England. Make the acquaintance of a cow. You'll know she's an English cow from her good manners and charming accent. Ask if you can borrow a cup or two of milk. Even better, bring the whole cow with you for the freshest possible results. stowaway on a banana boat headed home to Jamaica. On your way there, you can pick up some salt. Fill a jar with salty seawater. When the boat docks in Jamaica, walk to the nearest sugar plantation. Introduce yourself to everyone. Tell them about the pie you're making. Then go into the fields and cut a few stalks of sugar cane. Better fly home. You don't want the ingredients to spoil. Wait a minute. Aren't you forgetting something? What about the apples? Have the pilot drop you off in Vermont. You won't have to go far to find an apple orchard. Pick 8 rosy apples from the top of the tree. Give 1 to the chicken, 1 to the cow, and eat one yourself. That leaves 5 for the pie. Then hurry home. Now, all you have to do is mill the wheat into flour, grind the corundum bark into cinnamon, evaporate the seawater from the salt, boil the sugar cane, persuade the chicken to lay an egg. Milk the cow, churn the milk into butter, slice the apples, mix the ingredients, and bake the pie. While the pie is cooling, invite some friends over to share it with you. Remember that apple pie is delicious topped with vanilla ice cream, which you can get at the market. But if the market happens to be closed...
Oh, no.
You can eat it plain. After all those silly shenanigans, my funny bone is needing a tickle. This week we have, for your giggling pleasure, some Springfield Public School students coming to you live from the Malahide Community Center.
What do you do if a teacher rolls her eyes at you?
You pick them up and roll them back at her.
Why is it dangerous to do math in the jungle?
Because when you add 4 plus 4, you get 8.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Yeah.
Yahoo.
Wow, you're sure excited to see me.
You have been listening to Check It In, Check It Out.
This show wouldn't be possible without the Talbot County Public Library
and the Mennonite Community Services of Elmer, Ontario.
We'd also like to thank all the folks at Radio 3.
And I want to thank Maria Schmidt and Colleen DeVos, the tireless, enthusiastic, amazing women who made this celebration possible. And thanks to all the kids from Springfield Public School who helped with this show. This has been Check It In, Check It Out, coming to you from Radio DeBrigg at 105.9 FM in Elmer, Ontario. Join us here next week on Monday or Wednesday at 5. We love it when you listen. I'm Julie Berry. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good day, and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio program for Kenya by the Elgin County Library. I hope you have this program geglecht. Axe and Mary Ham, and Axe Schof by the Elmer Library. We have a library in Straffordville, Springfield, and Port Burwell, and you can crack day what you want for. They are all new. The open stones are on the library there to sign. You can phone the phone number as 589-631-150 extension 809 when you have more information failed. Bitte kommt nan and seid what we have in unser libraries to mute and une familie mit halten.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the library.